And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Time to get a quick check of your time and temp, thanks to Grease Monkey. Here at 818, it's 27 degrees. Again, 818, 27 degrees, on our way to a high today near 71, with a lot of sunshine in the area. Have Phyllis and Margaret spending some sunshine in the studio this morning. Always a pleasure to have you ladies in the studio, and how are you today?
Oh, we're just great.
Yep.
Good to be here.
The sun. Good to have you guys in here twice in the past couple of weeks, so I'm extremely excited with that. This is almost your guys' home away from home. Now, today we're discussing the Sons of the Pioneer. Now, we've talked about Sons of the Pioneers a couple of times here on Mugs in the Morning, and we're finally getting close to that concert that you guys have very much been looking forward to here for a number of months.
Yes. I would say for an entire year.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah, we're excited when you can get somewhere everybody knows about. And generations of people have loved the Pioneers. Actually, they were organized a little bit before I was born, and that was a long time ago.
Phyllis and is 45. KODY listeners, do not let her her shenanigans fool you.
They created a whole new kind of music, and they were the first to do the authentic Western music. And, of course, country Western came along later, but they sing songs that really do reflect the life and difficulties of the cowboy, you know, tumbling tumbleweeds and clear, cool water and cool water, I guess, and all these beautiful songs that you just have pictures, mental pictures, as they sing, and they're wonderful musicians, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're talking a household name that influenced this, too, with Roy Rogers, the influence that he's had, and that is a household name a lot of ways.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yes, it's a good thing I think he changed his name. It was Leonard Sly.
Roy Rogers is much nicer.
It's much easier.
And then, of course, Dusty, his son, mm-hmm. is still with the group, and so that's a real exciting thing, too.
Absolutely,
so
it is.
They'll be here at the Fox Theater on Sunday, March the 15th at 7:30.
Oh, wow.
And we don't sell tickets to individual concerts, but people can still buy a season ticket for $55. And then that does admit you to the last concert, too, Beginnings, which is a tribute to the rock group Chicago. Mm-hmm. So we try to present a varied season. The last concert, which I'm sorry to say I had to miss, was a classical violinist. And so we have a little of everything.
Oh, yeah, there's a wide variety. And Margaret, as you mentioned a few moments ago, you've been looking forward to this since we made the announcement that they were coming here to North Platte. So I'm sure you're really excited to see the Sons of the Pioneer.
I think it'll be just an absolutely delightful evening. Like I said, the old cowboy music, like Home on the Range is another one.
Oh, yes.
And you
stood the test of time, too.
Yes, it does. And it got me a free sarsaparilla when I was in Jackson Hole one time because I knew the second verse. So you know, there's just something about that mm-hmm. old cowboy music mm-hmm. that is just touches your heart. It
the
really
authenticity
does.
Of it in a lot of ways.
Well, yes. There's never anywhere else in the world, there's never been a culture like the cowboy culture in the West here. There just hasn't been. And, you know, foreign people, we've taken some trips, and they love to hear about the American West because it's so different mm-hmm. from anything they know. And these men that just lived alone and did the best they could and got those cattle all the way from Texas to wherever up here in Montana and Wyoming.
And I think they brought some up to Ogallala.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Ogallala was where they celebrated when that was sort of the end of the cattle drive.
Sure.
And, you know, you can imagine that. And they're just playing good music, too. It's not just the subject, it's the musicians.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have mentioned to you that we got to see them in Branson in their own little theater. And I hope they'll be the same way here. They were so friendly and wanted to visit with people in the audience. They usually, our artists do stand out after the concerts to greet people, and we'll hope they'll do that. We never know for sure.
Sure. Well, and that's what I love about the North Platte Concert Series, too, is you get that intimate connection with the artists and the performers.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we've had a lot of interest in it, and they can still go. And if you consider that if you had to go to Lincoln or
Denver,
you would be paying to go in the first place, and then the tickets there, I think someone on the board looked up, were $35 a piece, plus you have to pay to park.
Mm-hmm.
And so
the travel expenses alone are going to be outrageous.
The meals and the motel and everything like that.
So it's less than $30 to see it. So, you know, people will get their money's worth.
Oh, absolutely. You do. You get your money's worth with each of these concerts, and obviously this is going to be the case once again with the Sons of the Pioneers.
Uh-huh, yes. Well, our tickets in the spring sell for $55, isn't it?
If they order before the 1st of June.
Uh-huh.
We need to just mention that in May 12th, we'll have Beginnings, which is the Ultimate Chicago Tribute
mm-hmm.
Band. And that should be an excellent concert, too.
Absolutely.
And we will be starting the 1st of April, our sales campaign for next year. And when we come in May, we'll have our list of artists finalized, and we can tell you who we're going to have next year. But an adult ticket before June 1st is $55. A student ticket is $15. A family ticket is $100. After June 1st, it's $110. And if you're interested in getting a ticket to the Sons of the Pioneers, you can contact Pat Hoban at 534-4699. Or we'll be selling them in the lobby Sunday night.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So, and we have an agreement called reciprocity with several other communities in our area, McCook and Lexington, I think Cozad, Kearney, and Grand Island. And those people can come, although they won't get seated until most of the people from North Platte are in place. But, you know, we expect a pretty big crowd for this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And like we've always talked about before, what better place to have it than the DeVille Center, too?
Oh, it's perfect.
It's a perfect venue.
My husband used to help be there to set up mm-hmm. and everything. And we had artists that would go around and take pictures because they were so happy to perform in a place mm-hmm. that was like that. One group was one of the last big bands, and they said, oh, this just makes us think of when we were young. So
the good old days.
And I would like to thank all of our sponsors,
mm-hmm.
Our business partners, and people who donate, because that is what helps us bring these wonderful concerts at a very reasonable price.
Oh, absolutely.
We couldn't do this without that kind of support, and we appreciate it very
absolutely.
Much.
Again, Phyllis and Margaret joining us here in the studio today on Mugs of the Morning, discussing the North Platte Concert Series, Sons of the Pioneers, coming up here. And again, tickets available now if you call Pat, or available at the door as well. And can you remind us again what the day of the show is, Phyllis?
Sunday, March the 15th at 7:30.
So this coming Sunday at the Neville Center in North Platte. So
we'll hope for good weather.
Yes, and even if not, it's going to be nice and warm inside the Neville.
Yes, that's right.
Anything else you gals would like to add this morning?
Well, just to thank you.
Yes.
We here again, we could not work if it weren't for the help of the media.
Absolutely.
You know,
always
love
to help you guys.
You can have all the concerts in the world, but if people don't know about them, and we appreciate so much people like you who let us come on and tell about our concerts.
Well, we always appreciate it when you guys bring in your lovely smiles in the studio, too. It brightens up a gloomy Wednesday, that's for sure.
Oh, you silver-tongued devil.
Yeah, we're happy people.
Absolutely. Always love it when you guys spread your cheer here in the studio. So a pleasure to see you gals as always.
Okay, thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a check of news.